Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Merry Christmas, Atlanta, and welcome back into the Sam and
Gret
Show.
Oh, you jumped on that early there. That was good. Go.
Yeah, a little bit. There we go. We are here with Greg, Noel, that's me, Jason, and we got Dylan on the other side of the glass handling the ones and twos and the time. And we are going to get into some women's sports here. And did y'all know?
Well, before you do, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Because of this music you got coming back?
You may.
First of all, between the two of you, because I don't get the chance to ask you this, Dylan can jump in too. Mm-hmm. Christmas movie or not?
What?
Is this movie?
What movie?
What are you playing this from? This is from Die Hard.
Oh, I don't think of this from Die Hard.
Yeah, I don't think of this from Die Hard.
I think the song is the song.
I agree with you. Yes, I say yes.
You say it's a Christmas movie.
No, it's just a movie set at Christmas. It's not a Christmas movie. There's two different things.
Dylan, you want to break this tie?
It's two different things.
I was actually about to say it was a Christmas movie, but the way Jason just broke it down there, he might have swung my vote.
It's just I'm not going to lie. Time on the calendar. It's not about Christmas.
You don't have to specifically watch it at Christmas. Jason is right. But if you want to make it a part of your Christmas night.
For me, to be a Christmas movie, it's got to be about Christmas and the feelings about Christmas. Die Hard's not that. It's just set at Christmas.
Christmas has to be involved in the plot, which Christmas is not involved in the plot.
Hang on
of
a second.
Die Hard.
The dude comes to visit his wife for Christmas.
At a Christmas party.
And but he meets her at Christmas at a Christmas party.
That's true.
So I don't care that much about this as some people do, because they'd be fighting Jason and arguing back
that's
and forth.
Fine.
But I don't. You can't say it's not a Christmas movie because the guy.
I just did.
No, you said it, but I don't agree with you. The dude showed up at Christmas time. That's what starts the whole movie.
That's true.
And this is a Christmas
that's just
song.
When it's
that
set.
It sets the tone.
Nah. Jason, that is true. I'm going to say it's a Christmas movie.
I thoroughly disagree with all
but
of that.
But that's okay. That's not why you called. Listen, I want to say this because I give you all kinds of insignificant information. You know what today is, what happened on this day. And keeping it Christmas, the song Silent Night. Mm-hmm. Was composed and released on this day.
Oh, wow.
Silent Night. And this is like the 1800s. It goes back to 18-something.
They were feeling the spirit.
Do you know who composed that song?
I have no idea.
No,
a guy named Franz Xavier. Xavier is his middle name. Xavier. And his last name is Gruber.
Oh.
So a guy named Franz Gruber composed this song. And for those of you who don't know.
Is he related?
Yeah, he's 1818. that's his great-grandson. This is, the bad guy in Die Hard is named Franz Gruber. So I just found that I brought that full circle. I told you I was going to bring this home.
Hilarious.
Go ahead.
But I got something that might stump Jason. Because there's one movie that is not technically a Christmas movie, but there is a moment in it that makes it a seminal Christmas movie.
Okay.
So you have Meet Me in St. Louis, which is not a Christmas movie. It is a movie that's set in every single season. So there's something that happens in every season.
Okay, okay. Right.
But this is the movie that gives us Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Okay.
So it kind of makes it a de facto Christmas movie.
Kind of. Yeah. I could go for that more than Die Hard.
You might have a point there. Okay, there we
just go. Jason, just because it's a popular Christmas song in there, and again, there is a plot. Christmas is in the plot of Die Hard.
Look at that big old stuffed animal, man. He's bringing presents with him in the first scene. But I get it. There are people like you. There's millions like you. There's people, millions who are on the other side.
I think
understand.
Where it falls for me is, will I watch it outside of Christmas season? And yes, Die Hard.
The answer is yes.
And Christmas movies, am I going to watch it in the middle of spring? Probably not.
I don't even like watching Christmas episodes in the middle of spring.
No, it feels weird. Yeah, so that's where my line falls.
Y'all not watching Red One in April? You're not watching Dear Santa? Well, Dear Santa, I get it. You're not watching
Red
One?
Not watching Bad Santa in April, no.
Yeah, what about Bad Santa?
No. I'm not watching it in April.
Okay.
The only movie I would watch, the only Christmas movie I would watch, like, in the middle of July, is Jim Carrey's How a Grinch Stole Christmas. I would watch that.
See, I couldn't even do that. I couldn't do that.
But at least you make it worth it for Jim, because he hated that movie and all that makeup.
He did.
But more so the makeup than the movie. Yeah. But, yeah, you make it worth it, Dylan. You made it worth it.
I'm not watching Charlie Brown's Christmas in the middle of the summer. Nah. I'm not watching Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas in the middle of the summer. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas is the best Christmas thing ever made. I will stand on that hill.
No Star Wars again? Christmas special?
No, Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. If you don't know it, look it up. No,
Emmett
that is the
Otter
best.
Jug Band Christmas.
I don't know what he's talking about.
It's from Jim Henson and the...
Yes, it sounds like Jim Henson.
Okay, yeah,
Jim
like
Henson,
Kermit's the narrator. It's
okay,
and they have a like heavy metal band in it in somewhere with otters and I think there's muskrats. And
yeah,
I can't remember
I've actually
what
heard of this. Yeah.
It is amazing. Go watch it. Like, that's what you need to watch today.
Sounds
you guys
like
need to watch
dream.
This.
Did Harold and Kumar have a Christmas
they had
special?
One.
I think they
would
did,
y'all,
yeah.
Y'all
I think they
one?
Did do Christmas.
No, I don't know that one.
Yeah.
I know Harold and Kumar, but I did not know they did a Christmas
I think they did
thing.
Do Christmas.
Oh, no.
Would y'all watch the Harold and Kumar Christmas
Why is
special?
White Castle even open on Christmas?
Would I watch it?
White
probably
Castle.
Would I
and
watch
drinking.
It?
That's why.
Would I watch Harold and Kumar Christmas outside of Christmas? It probably depends on what I'd been drinking that day, yes.
There you go.
Okay.
Very possible.
I have to jump in here right now, and this is normally what I would do on the weekend. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and here with Jason and Noel, Dylan. Now, we have stomped like grapes at a vineyard all over Noel's segment here. So I'm going to give up part of the casting call segment and the things that we were going to have the next segment to let her finish, but we're going to all shut up right now and let her do for these last few minutes what she was going to talk about.
You started it.
Well,
that just depends
really.
On, you know, how long it takes us to get through. It might not even take us that long.
We got lots to get into on this
to
one.
To get through these updates, because we have a women's professional baseball league now. If you guys did not know, there are four teams, New York, Boston, L.A., and San Francisco, but none of that really matters because they will play at a neutral site.
Okay, so they're doing that deal. All right,
yeah,
that cuts down on the money. I get
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly. It will start in August 2026, and if y'all remember the Little League baseball phenom Monet Davis, she is in the league, and she will be playing for the L.A. team, which I don't think has a name as of yet. In the WNBA, there is now a Portland Fire team. That's a thing. They have hired Sylvia Fowles, one of the WNBA legends, former MVP, all those good things.
Now they're coming
to be an
in
assistant
next year?
Coach. I believe they're 2027, I want to say. I want to say the Toronto Tempo is going to be next year.
Okay.
And then 2027
is Cleveland
Portland.
Another one that's coming in? Is it two coming in this year or is it two coming in the following? I can't remember.
I want to say it's two coming in the following year. I have to double check on Cleveland, but Cleveland's also coming back. And so is Detroit, I believe.
I think it might be two and two, actually. And you're kind of stuck because you can't set up anything for the expansion draft because you got a CBA to deal with.
Ooh, yeah. Also, the Rocket ownership in Houston also seems to want to buy the Connecticut Sun. If you remember, the Boston Celtic ownership wanted to buy it. There was contention there between the NBA and the WNBA and the people that own the Connecticut Sun. It looks like the Rockets are in the running for that. More on that as we get to it. And Unrivaled. We have Unrivaled January 5th. We have new players coming in, Sonya Citron and Kelsey Plum and Paige Buckers and people that we did not see last year. There's going to be two courts this year. There's two new teams. Lots of stuff going on over there on the Unrivaled side. And that is important because we still have CBA issues in the in the WNBA. You have players like Courtney Williams saying that the league wants to make all the money off player salaries. You got Caitlin Clark acknowledging that there is a salary discrepancy here. Apparently, seven figures are on the table for some players, but it's taken away from the housing component that they want. There's a lot happening here, and I guess the bottom line is we're not close to anybody signing any papers yet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's funny how the WNBA and the NWSL have some of this crossover going on right now.
Yep.
And, you know, we've talked about Atlanta's going to have NWSL here in a couple years, so we're keeping an eye on how that league's growing. They're in a spot right now that the W hasn't quite been in, where Trinity Rodman's contract is up. And Trinity Rodman, I think, is the most marketable women's soccer player in the United States right now.
Yep, 100%.
Great player. Has had some injury issues, which makes me worry a little bit about the long-term commitment on a contract. But they're trying to re-sign her. But right now, they literally can't pay her enough to keep her because you have teams in Europe that can go out and sign her. They don't have salary caps to worry about.
Yep.
You've got the competitors that you don't necessarily have the same way in the WNBA about losing a player.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Caitlin Clark's contract comes up, is there going to be a team somewhere else in the world that could pay her enough to get her? Probably not. In the NWSL, there is. And they're trying to create these different rules to allow you to go outside of your cap to do it. I mean, remember, NBA did this with the Bird rules, and we've seen it all evolve. You're looking at high-impact players is what they're calling it. Some of it, to fall into that category, is on the field, but some of it is off the field. If you are on the Sports Pro Media list of the 150 most marketable athletes, you can fall into this bucket of money outside of the cap.
Wow. So if you have enough social media followers and presence and
yes,
clout.
They're literally looking at that alongside being, you know, top 30 in the Women's Player of the Year awards from FIFA, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
What did I say earlier about me getting booked on movies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this is the first time in sports that I can ever think of actual roster rules and salary cap rules revolving around marketability.
You're bringing, what did we say? Eyeballs are currency today.
I don't hate it.
No.
Now, that has upset a lot of people. The NWSLPA has pushed back on it. Others have pushed back on it. It's weird. It's new. I don't think this is going to be the first time that comes up.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think this is going to be the first league. Yeah.
Whatever is left that you wanted to get to, we're going to come back with it, and we're going to let you address it, okay?
All right.
Because we've been rambling way too much. That just means we're having all kinds of fun.
We got stuff to talk
on
about.
Listen, we talk about this on the weekends. We have got 10 pounds of information and fun in a 5-pound show.
We sure do.
So Greg, we usually do a one-hour show, me and Noel, and we have like a million things to get to next week.
You heard me shutting up more than I normally do. I'm enjoying this, but listening to you too. But up next, along with whatever Noel's got to finish up here, going to let you know about what's going on as far as the film industry and job opportunities. Going to find out about some Christmas traditions with my co-hosts here. And I have got a story I'm going to drive you guys to on YouTube having to do with the movie A Few Good Men, but also a little bit of a tribute to Rob Reiner. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Mr. Crenshaw is not here this morning, but Jason Longshore, Noel is here, and Dylan is here. It's a mashup on this Christmas Eve. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.